Sukkah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sukkah Bavli Daf Mem Ches, we begin the Yerushalmi and Daf Yotesma base at the Mishnah. Hahalel v'hasimcha shmeine ketzad. Halel and simcha, which is rejoicing, eating the meat of a shlom sacrifice, are observed for 8 days, which includes shmeine atzeres. How is this? Melamed she'adam chayav b'chvod yom tov achroin shel chag kashak kol yomeis hachag. This teaches that one is obligated to honor the last day of the festival like the rest of the days. Sukkah Shiva ketzad. The mitzvah of Sukkah is for 7 days. How is this? Goma melochal layate sukosei avamoyed hu esakelim min amincha ulemalon b'shukroid yom tov achroin. When he finishes eating on the 7th day of Sukkot, he should not disassemble his sukkah. Rather, from mincha time onwards, he should remove his vessels from the sukkah in order to show honor to the yom tov that will be occurring that evening. The Gemara says, Tani shmeine asa yom v'layla echad koyim b'haynes ha'halel v'chol shana. Shmeines yimei ha'chag u'shmeines yimei ha'chanukah v'yom tov shel ha'tzeres v'yom tov arishoin shel pesach v'leile. There are 18 days, says the Baisa, and one night every year on which we recite the full Hallel. It's the 8 days of Sukkot, the 8 days of Hanukkah, on Shavuos, on the first day, and on the first night of Pesach. Rebzeira Ula ba Yishmol b'shem Rulaza Shami Chagiga Sheshachta Me'erev Aregel Eina Yotz Bem Yudei Chivasa Baregel. Rebzeira and Ula ba Shmol, quoting Rulaza, said that if a person slaughtered the Shami Chagiga offering before the onset of the festival, he does not fulfill his obligation on the festival. Heisev Rabbi Abba v'atani chagigas arba'asa yotzim ba m'shem simcha v'ein yotzim ba m'shem shlomim. Rabbi Abba questioned the Sima Baisa that says that the chagiga of the 14th, one may fulfill with it his obligation of simcha, but not his obligation of the shlomim offering. And Rabbi Zera tipata b'sheshachta b'regel. Rabbi Zera answered in this case he slaughtered it during the festival itself. And Rabbi Abba im b'sheshachta b'regel ein zu chagigas arba'asa makadoin. Rabbi Abba asked, well, if he slaughtered it during the festival, then it's not the Chagiga of the 14th. Could he fulfill his obligation of Shami Chagiga with it? Amab Zeira Ad Anan Taman Shema'atana Ulaba Yishmol V'shem Revlaza Kadsalkinan Hocha Shamatina Shamatne. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Zeira said that he heard the explanation in Bavel. Ulaba Yishmol, quoting Revlaza, said that he heard it when he came here to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Loza v'yisa ach sameach l'rabois leile yom tov achrin, I should say, l'simcha, or yochal af leile yom tov harishin, I should say, tamer leima, ach chalag. Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Loza, said that the posuk says in Dvarim Perk Tezayin, posuk Tezrav, and you shall be ach, only happy. This includes the last night of the festival in the mitzvah of simcha, but perhaps it also includes the first night of the festival. The posuk says, ach, only, and this splits the law. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Loza, v'samachta b'chagecha, mish'ad mischayev, b'chagiga ad mechayev b'simcha. Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Loza, said that the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yod Dalad, and you shall rejoice on your festival, for when you are obligated in the Chagiga, you are obligated in Simcha. Hativan v'taninan, ha'halav ha'simcha shmeine. The Gemara asks from the Mishnah that halal and simcha are observed for 8 days. Hagi al-smacha, shachal yom ha'rishon li'yeth b'shabbos, Leshachta me'er ha'regel, ein at yachol d'amar v'zeira, ulaba yishmol, v'shem v'blaza, shami chagige, sheshachta me'er ha'regel, ein yotzebem yudei chivosai v'regel. The Gemara says, think about it, if the first day occurs on Shabbos, you cannot slaughter them before the festival, as the v'zeira and ulaba yishmol, quoting v'blaza, said that if one slaughtered the shami chagige before the festival, he has not fulfilled his obligation on the festival. Leshachtam b'regel ein ad yachol shekva lamadnu shein chagiga doicha es haShabbos. You cannot slaughter them on the festival as the chagiga does not override Shabbos. Ein masai amra halal v'simcha b'shmeina. So the Gemara asks, when did they say that halal and simcha are observed for 8 days? If the first day occurs on a weekday, the Mishnah should teach that simcha is observed for 7 or 8 days, as it did for lulav and arava. Am Rabbi Yosa kaima avudami nechusa b'kehanim uveseir. Rabbi Yosa answers that Avudimi, who would often travel from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, said that it refers to Kohanim who eat the chatas of the festival Musaf offering, which is a goat. Its sacrifice overrides Shabbos, and the Kohanim eat it raw. Rabbi Abba bar Kahana, Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi b'shem Rav, Tzorech Adam lefsol sukkosei mi'bo'id yom. Rabbi Abba bar Kahana, Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, quoting Rav, said that one must invalidate his sukkah before the onset of the last day of Yom Tov. Yeshua ben Levi Amad Tzorech Lekadosh B'Sich Beisai. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that he should merely recite Kiddush that night in his home. This is enough to indicate he does not wish to extend the mitzvah of Sukkah. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha B'Shem Shmuel Kiddush B'Bayis Ze V'Nimich Lucho B'Bayis Acha Mekadosh. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, quoting Shmuel, said that on a regular Shabbos or Yom Tov, if a person recited Kiddush in one house and decided to eat in another house, he must recite Kiddush again, as he did not eat his meal in the place where he recited Kiddush. Rav Acha, Rav Chinana, and should say Rav Hoshea, B'Shem Rav, Mishasu Kosei, Areva Olav, Mekadosh B'Leili Yom Tov Ha'achoim B'Seich B'Yisrei, V'Oilu V'Aricha B'Seich Sukosei. Rav Acha, Rav Chinana, Rav Hoshea, quoting Rav, said that if a person enjoys being in a sukkah, he may recite Kiddush in his home on the last night of Yom Tov, and then he can proceed to eat in his sukkah. Amar Rabbi Avin, V'Lei Peligin, Manda Amar Rav, B'Shaloi Hoya, should say Daito Le'achol B'Bayis, Shekiddush, you should say. Manda Amar Shmuel, K'Shohaya, Daito Le'achol B'Bayis, Shekiddush, that's the correct Gisa. Rav Avin said that these two statements we had don't disagree. Rav was referring to when he wasn't intending to eat in the original house, so he doesn't need to recite Kiddush again, as he intended to eat it in the sukkah. Shmuel was referring to when he recited Kiddush intending to eat there, so when he goes elsewhere, he must repeat Kiddush. He should say, Amar Mana, Asir de Shmuel, Kubichia, Adub Hosha, Kubisha Ben Levi, Avam Rab Imi, Zoithameris, Shehain, Nechlakim, Beferush. Rabbana says that Shmuel follows Rabichia by Ashi quoting Rav, who appeared earlier, and Rabbi Hosha follows Rabbi Ben Levi, who also appeared earlier, and this shows that those two opinions disagree.